going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Bum, 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 bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh my God, it's hump day. We're like halfway through the week. It's amazing.
Day.
Hump day. Two more wake-ups till Friday.
Hump day!
Good vibes and variety. That's what we got going on over here.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? Okay, so let's do these Benson Boone, Shawn Mendes tickets, huh? What do you say? Take the word counting, like I'm counting on you, or I'm counting crows. Counting, or sheep, C-O-U-N-T-I-N-G. Counting is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, and you could win tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, all courtesy of Golden Boys. Yes, two pairs of tickets for two different shows, both in October. Incredible. This hour's code word is counting. It's all courtesy of Golden Boys.
There's your Instagram post for the day over there.
It's
Vinny wearing,
Vinny
my
wearing
face.
Your face.
Yes.
I'm not sure I understand what's happening here.
I am listening to your show.
Can you look to your right, please? Just quickly look to your right and hold and thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Fantastic.
We were just sitting here thinking, what would be a good Instagram story today?
Yeah. Well, especially with Instagram. His media genius, what is it? Marketing genius hat on.
Yeah, marketing genius hat. My face.
Yeah.
You're pretty much perfect.
Wow, wow, wow.
Takes a certain angle to get my eye hole lined up, but I'm mad at you. Can you see me stink eyeing you?
I actually can't. I didn't realize that you'd poked a hole in the
right there.
Okay. You poked a hole in your eye. How do you feel about that?
It's kind of voodoo-y. I don't know. I do have a headache, so.
The craziest part of it though is that I can't tell he poked a hole in your eye. Like I literally
you're saying I have shark eyes?
And I'm just... Yeah, they're like dead and black.
They're not. They're brain blue.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I don't understand it either, but I will later when it's been captioned on Instagram. So fantastic.
It's making Bob laugh.
Yeah. Well, it's good. All right. Let's see. I'm going to start with Arnold.
Did we do the code word?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And just making counting.
All right. Just making
sure. Yeah. I didn't realize that whole other sideshow was going on.
Me.
I can see why. I'm just trying to take care of business. I heard the rustling. I heard stuff going on, but I thought, well, it's just Vinny, you know, over there doing his thing. And then I looked up and said, what's happening? I don't understand.
Does it look good? Is it lined up?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's creeping me out.
Oh, nice. I can look in the... Can you, please, by all means, do trash. It won't face ID on my phone.
Well, yeah.
Try mine. It might work on mine.
Okay. Shoot. This hour's code word is counting.
Oh, yeah.
Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets. And now on to the next thing. Here is how Arnold Schwarzenegger felt seeing his son's wiener on TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Patrick Schwarzenegger is in season 3 of The White Lotus. And he has quite a juicy little role. It's a weird role. It's an excellent role. It's a fun role. It's a role where they like everyone tries to have redemption on that show. Like they want you to they discover something about themselves, you know, some truth is revealed or some thing happens that makes them have a realization. He was a bit of a stretch because he was such a terrible person. Like, just a very...
Patrick Schwarzenegger was?
Yeah, his character is not... He's like a spoiled 24-year-old or something, you know? He's like that kid who's working for dad's company now, and he's on the fast track, and very, very... Everything's about getting laid and locker room talk.
Well, he's a young man, right?
He is, yep. And then there's an incident with his brother and some other people. And then there's some other stuff. It didn't all go the way you thought it was going to go. But anyway, you know, he watched the show apparently with his dad. So Patrick Schwarzenegger does a full frontal scene. He does a full back hole scene as well. But he does a full frontal scene in season 3 of The White Lotus. And it really made a big impression.
He's very in shape.
Oh, quite. Yeah. Well, if you knew you were going to do a full frontal scene.
I would totally do it, but I would totally need to be in shape.
Yeah, you'd be like, look, I'm going to need at least 3 months or 6 weeks or 1 year, depending on where you are at, right? And a fluffer. I'm going to also need to definitely take a look at this first.
You what? Need a fluffer?
I'm a dude in this scenario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yes, I do need a fluffer.
Still wearing my face.
I know. It's so distracting. So Patrick Schwarzenegger's full frontal scene in season 3 of The White Lotus made a big impression on his dad, Arnold. But Arnold's cool with it. They sat down together.
Arnold's cool with it. Well, what's he going to do? You're grounded.
Yeah. I guess he doesn't live with him anymore. So Arnold Schwarzenegger and Patrick Schwarzenegger are sitting down having a conversation between the two of them for Variety magazine. So it's just two of them chatting. Arnold says, I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, I'm watching your show. I'm watching your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden, I see the weenie. He calls it the weenie.
The weenie.
We all call it a weenie.
What is going on here? This is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello. You did the same thing in Conan and Terminator. So don't complain about it.
He did nudes?
I don't know. In
Terminator,
he showed his wiener?
They didn't show.
I thought they didn't.
They didn't show
that.
He was sinking down.
Him
naked.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like
that's
his,
right.
Like he comes when he first lands or whatever comes through the time.
Yes.
Thingy.
Yep.
And he's.
But
yeah.
His knee, his thighs, like in the way, blocking it.
Yeah, but it's a pretty iconic shot of him mm-hmm. because he looks.
It's almost like.
And then they did.
You can actually leave it up.
Oh.
Hear you better.
Didn't they yes. like? Fix his body in like one of the like in Terminator 6 or something.
So that
he was an old
so
man.
Old,
yeah, yeah they like
I believe they did.
They touched him up.
Yes.
Mm.
They used AI to fix him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do that a lot now in movies. They'll take if there's a flashback, like there was a flashback of Johnny Depp in one of the more recent Pirates of the Caribbean. It's been a while, but they actually did a scene where he's very young on it, or, you know, way younger. He looks like a teenager, but it was distractingly off. And then there was a Han Solo scene where mm-hmm. he was super young. That was in one of the more recent Star Wars, right?
Well, they did Leia in Rogue One.
They definitely did.
Yeah.
Her whole thing.
And at the end of Rogue One, they transitioned to the beginning of...
I think she was already dead.
Of 4. Yes. I don't know if she was dead by that point, but she... They definitely did an AI younger version of her, and mm-hmm. it was really good.
Yeah.
Rogue One's awesome.
Well, and the technology is just getting better and better. It's like it's really, at this point, who needs actors? We've got, as long as we've got their AI bodies and faces, et cetera, and the sound of their voice, people can just dream up whatever they want.
That's the plan.
Scary. It is the plan.
Keep the show going for 50 years.
This show, will we still get money from it if they're doing AI long after we're dead?
Sure.
Our estates.
Yeah, maybe.
Still listen to him. Sure.
Sure, no. Sure, work. It's fine.
Read the fine print.
Anyway, so he sees the wiener and says, all of a sudden I see the weenie. What is going on here? This is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, you did the same thing, Conan and Terminator. So don't complain about it. But it was a shock to me that you were following my footsteps so closely. They're having a conversation, the two of them together. So Arnold apparently did appear fully nude in those movies, but did not show the weenie, the Wiener Schnitzel. So Patrick actually did take things a step further. Elsewhere in the interview, Arnold praised Patrick for embracing his Nepo baby status. I'm glad you kept the name because now I can take credit. You joined a very short list of people. You know, Jamie Lee Curtis. Because she was Tony Curtis's kid. I think she
didn't know that.
And
though.
They were in True Lies together. She's there. That's actually a great Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis movie.
Yeah.
Although I have no idea if it would still hold up. Bob's Movie Club. I think she's one of the greatest actors in history. If you show you have the substance, you can get rid of the whole idea of nepotism.
Nepotism.
So there is actually a full-on lengthy, if you go to Variety.com, you can watch their whole interview together if you're interested. It's funny, I did not realize the first few episodes that I watched who the guy was playing the character. I didn't realize it was Patrick Schwarzenegger. And I thought, God, what, this guy is just like the dude that everyone wants to play the douchey frat boy. Like, this is the guy. And then I realized it was him. And I think he's been in like a couple other things too and has played different characters. So like he just fell into this character really nicely. But who knows what he has. I don't picture him being, he's not going to be the next
Conan. You know him from Gen B. He was in Gen B.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's the guy who sacrifices himself at the beginning, right? Yeah. He doesn't light himself on fire.
I think that's, yeah.
I think we
Golden
this,
Boy. Golden Boy was his character's
this
name.
Conversation.
So.
Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he loved seeing his son's wiener.
That's not what he said.
That is what he says. Oh, I love seeing it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was great. His Wiener Schnitzel. It was very impressive. I feel like I used to do a much better Arnold.
It's, well, you don't get as much practice.
That's
as
true.
The old
yeah.
When
in the old days,
the
it was on all the time.
Yeah, it was all the time.
California. Governator. Kylie Jenner, this is a fun story, ladies. Listen up. If you always thought to yourself, oh, I really wish I had the exact same boobs as Kylie Jenner. Well, now you can.
I was wondering why you said ladies, listen up. I thought you were going to say she's lesbian, but then she's with Timotei.
Yeah. So she had a boob job, and it's famously a great one, I guess. I want you to show Vinny the before picture. So there she is with her boobs, and here she is before boobs and before lips. And before a lot of other things. Can you see? I don't know. I know you don't have your glasses on, but
she doesn't look anything like she looks now.
Yeah. She's a 100% different girl before she gets all kinds of stuff done to herself.
She's cute now, though.
Oh, my God. She's absolutely stunningly beautiful. Like, I think she's the most beautiful of all the Kardashians. Which one do you like the best?
I agree. Bob? I totally agree.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
I think I like Kendall's body. If I was going to have one of their bodies, I think
100. Kendall's body with Kylie's face. Yes.
And they're all beautiful.
They
Team
are
Chloe.
All beautiful. Before. Chloe's your fave?
I love Chloe.
Thanks so much. No one ever picks me. I try to be beautiful. She's really upset about it. Anyway, yeah, Kylie's, God, she's so cute. I just think she's beautiful. So if you're looking to get a boob job to have the exact same boobs as her, I guess somebody was online, posted something on TikTok, something or other saying, please, Kylie, tell us what kind, who did it, how big, what exactly you did. And Kylie said, okay, here's what I did. Her response, let's see, a girl said, you have the most perfect natural looking boob job ever. And the woman is saying that she wants to have the same look. And she said, help a girl out, Kylie. I just want to know how to get them to sit like that, respectfully. Kylie said, 445cc, moderate profile, half under the muscle, silicone.
They still do silicone.
I wouldn't have thought so, but Apparently.
Well, there was a lot of time ago. There was a lot of information that was some of it true, probably some of it misinformation about what the silicone. Oh, those will pop and then they'll leak into your body, and then that wasn't even happening. That's not what was happening. It was just like happened to one person. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, and maybe they didn't get it. But
well, they do say that the silicone has a much more similar weight to normal breast tissue than like the saline does. And I think that I'm sure that they've figured out a way to make things not leak or something. So that's what she got. And to break it down, like, I was like, what does all that mean? 445cc gives you somewhere between a D and a double D cup, depending on your starting breast size. Mm. A moderate profile breast implant has a more natural, subtle look. It's not just sticking straight off. Apparently, it has a wider base and a more proportionate projection.
Mm.
And the implants blend more naturally with the chest wall. Yes, Bob.
I was just going to say, it's interesting that she did this. I love the transparency. The Kardashians have been under fire for, you know, always downplaying the work that they've had done. And this comes just a couple of weeks after Kris got the Lindsay Lohan special, they're calling it. She got a facelift. Yep. And she said, like, this is the doctor I got it from. Shout out.
The mom.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
The mom also, you know, I don't follow them as closely as I probably should because I just go. But the Kris looked like she dropped about 40 pounds recently. She all of a sudden, I thought to myself, what is she? Is it Ozempic or, you know, one of these GL, whatever they're called, drugs?
GLP ones.
Thank you. So I wonder if you've heard about that. Have they admitted that? Because she really went down. And I thought when she would start to get stuff done to herself, I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's like a saggy skin thing. Like the fat's gone. And so now she's getting everything pulled back to
that,
look.
That makes a lot of sense. I don't know. I don't think
you hadn't
said
heard
anything
about
her being on Ozempic, but I think it's pretty safe to assume that everybody is on it.
Yeah.
Anyone who's losing weight is on it. And that's amazing. It seems like a miracle drug.
It Not does seem like
we'll
a miracle
see.
Drug.
We'll see.
Right. I know. You remember when like, Vinny, I think it was happening when we were in Philadelphia. There was a drug called Fen-Phen.
Oh, I do remember Fen-Phen.
Oh, that was like a recreational drug.
What?
What?
Yeah. It was speed.
Oh, I didn't know. We had one of the guys that was worked on our station, a heavy dude who did afternoons, Preston Elliott, who is a great guy and I think still works in. Oh, do you know Preston Elliott?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. Yeah. So anyway, I think he's still working in Philly and he went on it and like as a endorsement thing, you know.
I don't remember it, I should say.
So he went on it, and do you remember when he lost a ton of weight? He lost a bunch of weight, and he looked fantastic.
Banned that.
Yes, they did ban it, and not long after we left. When they banned it, because I remember thinking, oh no, it was like a heart thing. People were having heart incidents.
It was speed, and some of us would take it recreationally. Some people.
We're talking about Fen-Phen PH.
1997 is when they got off the market.
Oh my God. So like the year we left, we started here in 1997 and he dropped a bunch of weight and then all of a sudden you couldn't even get it anymore. And he's like, well, that's a bummer because I'm addicted to speed now. So
that's exactly what it was.
All right. Are we done with the Kylie and...
One more thing I could say about Kylie is,
please.
You know, she obviously, we were just talking about how much work she's had done. After she had her first kid, she said in an interview that she really regrets a lot of the things that she's done to her body because now that she has a daughter, she's like, she's so perfect. I wouldn't want her to change a hair on her head.
Right.
And she started to see herself differently. And I think that's so beautiful. And I mean, who of a
yeah? Now that she's already gotten herself as hot.
Yeah,
as
now
possible.
I'm perfect.
Exactly. Now that I've
now
gotten
that I'm
rid of
perfect.
My doggy self,
right?
But you're gonna
she
keep your
really
no
young.
Lip look.
She was really young when she started getting a lot of that stuff done. But truthfully, she needed a lip. She's like, imagine being Kylie Jenner in a family of absolutely drop dead gorgeous supermodels. Like she was like really needed lips. And so she got them. And now she's the prettiest one of all of them. She's the ugly duckling.
Okay.
Mm. Now she's a swan. She really needed it. She didn't need the boobs and everything. Maybe she did. I don't know. Anyway, she revealed the exact details of her boob job in a surprisingly candid confession. So I wonder if that's like their new deal, Bob, that they're going to just say what they're getting done. And
yeah, I wonder if.
Oh, and she said the doctor's name too.
Yeah, she did.
Hold on. Maybe I'll find that for you because.
Something with a G.
Garth Fisher of Beverly Hills.
That's, you know what? That is one of those things that I think is, I realize some people will say, oh, you can get in trouble for that. Getting a good recommendation for a doctor that's going to change your body type is super important.
Yep.
To just go, I'm going to go and get my surgery from the person in the strip mall near my house doesn't.
Right.
You might not get the results you're hoping for.
Yes. You might pay 10 times as much, but you are doing a permanent thing to your body.
The girl that I dated that had them, she was like, I saved up for them. I wanted them and no one was going to get them for me. So I saved. It's a weird thing to save up for. Like you think of saving up for a car at that age, but she was saving up for boobs.
Right. Well, she was a model and she said that she really wanted to have some, right? Wasn't it?
It was how she looked in clothes. It was not about me.
Right.
Which she made me.
She wanted it
hyper
to,
aware
you
of.
Know, right. She wanted to.
All right. Take it easy.
Fit clothes.
Jeez. But it was about having a curvier figure.
Mm. Well, in these days, curvy is working for some people. Like the Kardashians are a perfect example of that. They are definitely not that traditional super. Kendall is. Kendall has such a perfect body. It's ridiculous. The rest of them, though, are all TNA.
Yeah, I mean, say what you want about the Kardashians. You can think they're stupid and not important, but they have had a major influence on our culture. And it's not just because their dad was OJ's lawyer.
Oh, it's 0% because of that.
People who have famous parents who have not done what they have done. So.
Right. Well, they needed to get a sex tape at the time when there weren't that many of them and be absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Marketing geniuses, just like Vinny.
Yeah, just like he must have consulted on that. Yeah.
I'm going to go have surgery. I'm going to go into the surgeon today and say, make me look beautiful like this.
Yeah. Put this on me.
Still wearing my face still on just, his face.
It's committed. Nothing if
You're
not committed.
Committed to that bit.
It's great radio.
Yes. The visual is great radio.
It's okay. You got it on video.
I
know. We'll see it on YouTube later.
I can't wait. Then it will make sense to everybody. All right. You ready?
I am.
What's coming up?
The sounds from your childhood after these.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility.
at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Yes, I would. Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bay Area Recycling Coalition.
Sweet.
Keeping plant and food scraps out of the landfill is one of the best ways to help the climate and your community. At waste separation stations, do your part and put things in the right place.
Yeah.
That's from Bay Area Recycling Coalition. Thank you.
Right. Do it.
Here's what's happening. We should see sunshine today, but still overcast in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9. Inland highs today, over 80. You know, low 80s, and then in the 70s everywhere else. I want to mention this real quick. As I was driving down the coast yesterday, and it was just beautiful. So this would have been 10:30, 11-ish, somewhere around there. Beautiful sun's out and beautiful, and I'm driving down the road, and I see this dude walking down the road, and I'm like,
"Oh,
hey, is that?" And then I passed him. I look in my rearview mirror, and sure enough, it's a guy with a stroller with no baby, and it's Bob's boy. It's Bob's friend who's walking. This is your friend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's my friend.
Wait, what?
Her friend is walking on behalf of the children's of the world from San Francisco to Santa Cruz, and he'd made the news. So I was looking at, I follow KSBW because I'm over the hill in Santa Cruz, and that's the channel I get, or one of them, news-wise. And so I follow them, and there's a picture of her boy, and I showed it to her. I'm like, that's your friend.
Yeah, my friend Patrick. So he started on Saturday. He's walking barefoot almost 100 miles from Ocean Beach to Santa Cruz.
Why is he doing it barefoot, though?
He's raising money for a organization called the Young Center, who advocates for children who are having immigrant children who are having issues at the border.
Because
a lot of times when they get caught up in immigration stuff, they don't speak a lot of English, they don't have lawyers, they have to advocate for themselves, they're treated as adults in the eyes of the court. So this organization provides advocates for them, help them work through the paperwork, make sure they
this
are
is
safe.
Incredible. Is there is there something that we can put on the Facebook page where people can go and support your your friend's name?
Patrick.
Just Patrick?
Yo, Pat!
Yeah, just Patrick.
Just Patrick.
Oh, and not Pat. Patrick.
Patty.
Is it just him?
It was. So this is the funny part.
Yeah.
I've seen all kinds of stuff as I drive down the coast. So I know that, and I missed the AIDS ride people this last weekend. So, which is strange because I usually see everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm driving down the road. I see the guy. I pass him. I look in the rearview mirror and I can see the stroller's empty. I'm like, that's the guy.
Oh.
And he is utterly alone. Mm-hmm. He is alone. There's no hubbub. There's no press.
Are his feet bleeding?
No.
I'm so worried about his feet.
But he's. It's truly like the quietest, you know, event that I've kind of ever seen. Like he's not. So we're promoting it now because I saw him and I thought he really is out in the middle. Like he's out in the middle of nowhere.
How did you guys
by himself
figure out between the two of you?
She first showed it to me that her friend was doing this. Then I saw him on the news and showed it back to her. And then I saw him yesterday walking down the street.
Him. So cool.
And I'm
incredible.
Like,
incredible.
Yeah. I've shared it on my Instagram story a little bit. I've actually been helping him post to update people and post on TikTok and Instagram reels to try and get more publicity for it.
Well, let's get all his handles and all that stuff so that we can help him.
Sweet.
You can't see him, but he's back there. So this is after I've passed him. Oh, he's back there.
Right his there. Instagram, right if you want to follow it, oh is God. Hypnotherapat. It's kind of strange.
Hypnotherapat.
Yes, yes. It's HYPNOTHERAPAT.
Hypnotherapat.
It's kind of a combination of his name and hypnotherapist. Exactly. Right.
Hypnotherapat.
Yes, he's amazing. So it's really cool. Thanks for bringing it up, Vinny.
When I passed him, so first of all, I'm like, I think that's the guy. Then I went, that is the guy. Then I tried to take a picture. I didn't get a picture of him. It was too late. I was trying to take it in the rearview mirror of what was behind me and missed him. But I truly started to go, wait a minute, where am I? And I was in the middle of the. So once you pass Half Moon Bay,
there's a long
stretch between Half Moon Bay and Santa Cruz. Where there's nothing, and he was in that part of his walk.
Did he stay out last night? Like, did he camp on the side of the road last night?
Yep, he's been camping. He's been trying to find free places to stay.
Is there a link on his Hypnotherapat Instagram?
Oh, yeah. Where it's right there in his bio.
Okay, great.
Almost to $15,000. The goal is 50K.
All right.
Yep, so the link's right in his bio, and... yeah, we're posting updates. I'll be sharing stories for him after this.
Fantastic.
He's been sending me videos.
I like it. That's what a thing. I'm very anti the walking. You know, you could get a foot infection. So stepping.
Oh, barefoot. Something.
Just that really bothers me because like the sides of roads are where all the glass is. And
he's going to have to be very careful.
And stuff. Oy.
I didn't notice that he had no shoes on. But again, I didn't notice until after I passed. That's the guy. Real quick, I'll read this. This is a text that came in, and it's just an opinion, and I thought, okay, well, there's an opinion. 925 says, I usually love what you guys talk about, but worshiping the plastic beauty culture and talking about how beautiful the Kardashians are is really sad.
Well, they are.
Growing up in that twisted culture, it always made me feel like not enough as a woman, and I struggled, like a lot of other women I know, to attain this unattainable concept of beauty, even though I'm considered beautiful by natural standards. Mm. It's a mind bleep. And it's part of a sick system to constantly make us not feel good enough, so we buy things. Don't buy into it by worshiping them. Sure, they figured out how to manipulate pop culture and feed off our insecurities to sell stuff and make money, but it doesn't mean we should perpetuate their unrealistic concept of real beauty by calling them so beautiful. They are Barbie dolls, fun to play with, but totally plastic with zero substance.
Well, see, I think I agreed with you with this listener right up until the very end because I have not had any work done. I haven't any Botox. Obviously, I grew up in this era of extreme beauty standards. I mean, the girls who were in the magazines in the early 2000s when I was 5 years old, they were insanely skinny. It wasn't even from working out. They just didn't eat anything. So I totally agree with everything that you said. But I also think that these influencers and famous people are individuals as well. And they also are under the same pressures that you're talking about. And especially growing up in a family that people are known for being so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie as a teenager was probably under these same pressures and succumbed to them and now has come forward and said, wow, like.
I really wish I hadn't, and I'm going to try to tell my kids they're perfect the way that they are. Maybe she wasn't told she was perfect the way that she is.
Yeah, and I also don't think there's anything wrong with makeup or making yourself feel more confident or making yourself feel more beautiful. It's an individual journey.
I've seen a lot of Christina. This is my wife's friends. Like regular women. I just mean they're just ladies. They're not actresses. That's what I mean. And many of them do Botox and stuff.
Everybody does it now.
And I give Christina so much credit. And I don't want to be too over the top because I think she's beautiful the way she is and she hasn't done anything. And I feel like that's great. And I don't want her to, but I don't want her to think if she decides she needs to.
Right.
But so it's like that weird encouragement line where I'm like, I really like you the way you are and you look great. But I also don't want to be so far over the top that if she's inside
she feels
going
bad about
I got to get Botox, dude, this thing in between my brow or whatever it is that she feels like she's got to do. But I'm glad she hasn't done anything.
Right. Well, there are a bunch of stuff that it comes down to like how far are you willing to go? Like, I feel like everybody I know has had like dermabrasion and gotten fillers and done the Botox thing. And it crosses, of course it crosses your mind because you're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I remember when you had all those lines in your forehead. Now it's silky smooth. Like, maybe I should do that. And then and then let it be a personal choice. It's the knife stuff that, I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's available. It's definitely a thing that
I don't want her to do any of it. Realize, though, this goes back to, these things aren't done to get boys. They're done about how you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. So, you know.
But doesn't it suck that society, like, makes you look in the mirror and go, oh, if only I, what if I, this is available and I could.
And even though I said all that, I'm taking this picture to my plastic surgeon later and saying, make me this beautiful.
Yes. It's a picture of Maddie, by the way. Well, he is quite the thirst trap.
He sure is. Oh, let me wipe my mouth before my next story. What's a sound from your childhood that younger generations will never hear?
Dial up internet.
terrible ringing of a home line phone.
Oh my God, loud. Your phone ringing. Oh, the busy signal.
Or even dialing the
Well, we had, you and I are old enough to have had rotary dial.
That's what I'm talking about.
You probably were old enough for rotary dial, especially growing up in West Virginia.
Yeah, everything was about 10 years behind.
But at most, you had push button, touch tone. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the list here, they say, so this is stuff younger generations will never hear. A floppy disk being read. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, you would. You would.
I didn't
know.
Use computers until. Oh, really?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, you know that sound?
Yeah, we used floppy disks in elementary school.
Oh, funny. Of course you did. Oh.
I wrote my first paper on a floppy disk.
Oh, and saved it?
It was about Hillary Duff.
No.
Oh, Lizzie McGuire. It's funny. She had some hits. Like, she had a couple big, like...
Oh, she's a made woman, and Disney, she doesn't have to work again.
Disney radio hits.
The clink of those metal seatbelt buckles. You can hear that on planes, though. Oh, it's the same sound. But we had metal seatbelt.
There was that, like you could... Mm-hmm. They really did have a distinct sound.
If you were wearing them.
Yes. Yeah, that is true.
We didn't wear them. We did not wear seatbelts.
No, nobody wore seatbelts. Just like everybody in the car, all the kids in the car, everyone would just flop. You'd do it until it was crammed completely full.
That became a campaign and then became law, but it was absolutely... Yeah.
Click it or ticket.
No one did it.
No.
A cassette rewinding faster and faster and faster until the final thump when it finishes. A host asking, smoking or non-smoking? You won't hear that again.
No. Oh, man.
These are sounds from your childhood that younger generations will never hear. Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please. And as far from the smoking section as you can possibly get me. Because it was literally like one table over is where the smoking section started. You're like, okay, so I'm basically in the smoking section.
I did this daily for many years in my youth as I worked in a surf shop. The cha-chunk of the manual credit card imprint.
Yes.
So you took your I don't know what you even
like
call that.
Like a multi-copy ticket.
Uh-huh.
And it had three or four layers.
You put the card in and then put that over it and then run it back and forth across the top and it would imprint. Right. And then they could sign it.
They would get part, right. They'd sign on that and then they'd get part of it and you'd get the rest. Such a crazy thing.
The cha-chunk of manual credit card machine thingies. Nope, my kids are, and I have them pay every time we go, so they're getting used to it, and they know to just touch it.
Just tap it. Or if you have a watch, just...
The sound of a quarter dropping into the coin return of a payphone, vending machine, or video game.
Yeah.
Did you ever have, did you guys in Best Virginia have slugs?
Yes.
Oh, so you guys would, you know,
game
the system?
Weighted exactly like
a quarter. Oh, those slugs. I thought you meant slugs.
No. Slugs for
snails.
Yeah.
You guys have snails.
Yeah, I definitely used some slugs in my day. What?
Nothing. I also use slugs. You're adorable that you thought it was snails. Slugs, whatever.
You're talking about, you know, you put salt on it.
Sure, yeah. That's how you get them out of your garden.
Disappear. Fun kid stuff.
The intercom at Kmart telling you your parents are looking for you is on the list. Well.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. You'll starve to death if you only eat wild rabbits. You could probably survive eating pet bunnies, but not wild rabbits.
Why? What's the what about it?
It isn't. Do you know why?
The fat content.
There's no fat.
And plus you get scurvy.
Isn't just rabbits. It's any lean meat. The problem is protein poisoning. And it happens when you eat too much protein without enough fat or carbohydrates, leaving your stomach full, but your body malnourished.
Huh.
Domesticated rabbits are fatter than wild ones, so they are a more balanced meal.
I see.
I watch Alone all the time. That's the show where they stick people out, and they're all by themselves, and they film themselves, and they have to survive for like sometimes up to 100 days.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all they eat is meat.
Do they get sick and stuff? Maybe they give them pills or something.
Because
otherwise, like seriously, you need vitamin C or you get scurvy, I hear.
Yeah. Don't know.
From pirates.
Good TV, though.
I hear that from people who are on long sea journeys.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
The mood ring.
Yes.
And the thigh master were co-invented by the same man.
Oh.
Joshua Reynolds, who also happened to be
TV.
One of the heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Oh.
Oh.
Huh.
Boy, money finds money, doesn't it?
Well, those mood rings, man, I love those things. I had like a mood pendant. I had a couple mood rings. Then I got one of the mood rings that wasn't just the disc, the circle on top. It was a, like a wraparound one. Like the mood material was all the way around. And it always, if you're wearing it, it turned dark blue. That was that. That's just what it, and then you pull it off, it would go amber because it was cold. You know, my, it didn't change with my mood. But I had to have it. I loved it.
Sounds from my childhood calling not the movie theater for the showtimes or not the movie theater.
Right, you'd call a movie phone.
Oh, or calling popcorn for the time. At the tone, the time will be. I don't want to say because then we'll have to throw this whole segment. Yeah, it's 1 o'clock, right? Emily from Napa on the radio.
Thank you, Emily from Napa.
The clunk of the bright headlight button.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because it was on the floorboard, right?
Yep. Just step on it to change it to the brights.
So weird. The things that have just gone poof and we don't remember them until someone says and you go,
that sound. Oh, yeah.
Vinny, they were called tokens, not slugs. No, slugs were the, they weren't tokens.
They weren't,
tokens,
they
tokens
weren't
cost you money.
You bought tokens. Yeah. Slugs were you cheating the game.
They were weighted exactly like either a quarter or the tokens.
And size.
Right. Size and weight. And they were washers, usually. You would have, some of them would have a hole in the middle. But they were just the right size and weight.
Well, there were people who would tie a fishing line around them and you could just let it drop on the button that it's supposed to hit for the credits. So they'd go ding a ding a ding a ding a ding and pull it back out, put it in their pocket, and they'd have 6 credits or whatever. I never did that. The sound of a cassette tape or VCR being eaten inside the machine or rewinded.
Or the sound of taking a pencil to a cassette and trying to fix it.
Trying to wind it back up. It would be all crinkly and you'd be like, oh, that Tom Petty song's ruined. Or whatever.
Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Use your head.
Yeah, really? I'm listening to Taylor Swift on cassette?
Yes.
Oh. Sorry.
Great. We got a meeting today.
You belong
now we're gonna be in trouble. Super duper. Then why don't men wear makeup? It's an industry teaching women that they are ugly. I don't know. I mean, I think men will wear makeup. Some men do wear makeup. And I'm just I'm really lazy when it comes to like my look. I want to be clean. I don't want to have random hairs or
I'm with you.
I don't want to stink, but I don't, you know, if someone said you could look so much better on your YouTube channel if you tried this.
Yeah. I'd be like, do I have to get up earlier in order to have this on?
Oh, and then I'd be, the minute I walk out of here, I'd be like, get this off. You know how we've done that where we're like, we TV go to stuff, do TV.
And they put all this to cake you
and
with
makeup.
And
the drive home, I'm ruining my t-shirt, getting it off of me.
I know. Oh. The only time I would ever put any makeup on is if I'm going out someplace. And even then, it's like, well, you know, who am I going to see? What do I care?
I also feel like a lot of the makeup is for other women.
I mean,
and I think a lot of the clothing we decide to wear is because we're
trying to send messages for other women. Yep. What guys, John just told me many times, guys will bang anything. So it doesn't matter what you do, they're into you. It's the girls you got to worry about.
I got to believe he only said that the one time. You know,
it doesn't matter how many times he said it. He said it. It came out of his mouth. Because I was like, does this look all right? Don't worry, Sarah. I'm like, so that's a no, right? This doesn't look good, but I don't have to worry because you'll still bone me. Thanks. This is great.
650 says,
this thing.
Hot take. Women do makeup and all the plastic surgery and Botox to keep up with other women, not for men. It's a herd mentality within us that keeps us anxious about what we look like and wanting to fit in and how other women look like.
Yeah.
I really wish that wasn't the case. Anyway, love you guys. Listen every morning.
I will. If I see a couple, I will totally check out the girl first. And I don't know what that is. And I've noticed it in myself. And I'm sure that that is a truism. Like, I'm way more into looking at. I would like know what a girl's boobs look like before I ever knew what a dude's ass looked like. I would eventually check it out, though. Of course. Eventually, I would get to it. But I would like look at the outfit or what her makeup looks like, how she did her hair. Like, I'm way more interested in that.
916 says, how can I donate to Patrick?
Oh, I just did it. It was really easy. I did it while we were on the air. It's HypnoTheraPat.
Yep.
And I found it easily. It was super simple. And we are going to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. That's an it's a great cause and a weird thing to be doing. And I really hope his feet are okay.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
I posted a little foot update for him yesterday. He had some sun spots or something on his feet, but we'll see how they look today. Day five.
So hot, plus all the debris on the side.
Yeah, a lot of the time he's literally walking on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
No, he was. That's exactly where he was.
Like right on the pavement.
And there was a point where after I tried to take a picture and after I like went through the, and then I texted you like, hey, I think I was thinking, he's in the middle, like he can't make it back to town today. Even though it was 11 in the morning, there was no way he was getting back to Santa Cruz.
Right.
Or to Santa Cruz.
Just so far.
At that point, he was too far. So he must have slept on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In Constoa or...
Costanoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did he go to Costanoa? Mm-hmm. We were just talking about Costanoa yesterday.
He made it pretty far then because he wasn't
there.
That
place is in the middle of
nowhere. He walked 15 miles yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
On the side of the road.
Barefoot.
You know, I'll say this.
Immigrant children.
One day I'm in, this was around Christmas time, last Christmas. I'm with my friend James, who was visiting. And we see this guy and he's got a, he's carrying a cross and he's wearing sandals, but he's got a sign that says, walk into San Francisco for God or something like that. And I'm like,
God loves that.
And he's so in Santa Cruz, like in town. And okay, that's very strange, but all right. I see him again walking down the road a day or two later as I'm coming home from work. I'm like, oh my God, that guy, he's still walking. Then I don't know how many days have passed. I see him as I'm pulling out of this garage.
Yes.
Right across the street directly, still holding his cross. So, like, this guy walked from there to there.
He's trying to tell you something.
I don't know.
You gotta bring God into your life.
Maybe.
He's got God in his life.
But it's so strange, that whole, like, days and days and days.
Could there be more than one of these people?
This guy was totally recognizable,
Did he have long hair and sandals?
And a beard, the whole thing.
Maybe it was Jesus.
Maybe it was.
I'm walking for me.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Put me back in your life.
We have fully exceeded our time limit here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Benson Boone, Sean Mendes.
Give yourself a drum hit. He's walking for himself.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.